You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Our Circle of Care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. has offered to provide any help that's needed after a massive earthquake devastated parts of Afghanistan and Pakistan.
We offer our deepest condolences to all those who are affected by the earthquake in Afghanistan, including the families of those who died in Afghanistan and in Pakistan.
The death toll has climbed to over 200 after the magnitude 7.5 earthquake that was centered in northeastern Afghanistan. Bail is set at $1 million for a woman accused of ramming her car into a crowd in Oklahoma over the weekend. Adacia Chambers is facing four counts of second-degree murder in the case. She is suspected of driving while intoxicated when she slammed into a crowd at a weekend homecoming rally for Oklahoma State University. Her lawyer says Chambers has had mental problems. Lawmakers are putting the finishing touches on a budget deal that would also raise the debt limit. The agreement would fund the government for 2 years and extend the federal debt limit. It could also contain cuts to Medicare spending. A vote on the deal could come as early as Wednesday. You're listening to USA Headline News.
The word is spreading. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. The thousands of letters, referrals, and survey responses about Ovation Cell Therapy tell it best.
I'm using the Ovation products because I've gone through chemotherapy for breast cancer. I started with the Ovation Cell Therapy when I lost the majority of my hair after my first treatment. That's when I began using the Complete Ovation System. I'm getting compliments on how great my hair looks. I am truly amazed and completely satisfied with your product.
Ovation Cell Therapy is completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects. And with just a simple rinse-out type application, helps grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer. Make your hair healthy again. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter USA News at checkout for a special introductory offer. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter USA News for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
Apparent targeting of conservative groups at the IRS is reportedly still ongoing. USA Headline News senior correspondent Jason Wirtz has more.
The Obama Justice Department closed their investigation of the IRS targeting opponents of the Obama administration by saying nothing illegal had taken place. The report says the IRS was either incompetent or the employees just didn't want to make a decision on cases involving Tea Party groups. Stephen Dinan of the Washington Times told USA Headline News, while the Obama administration is offering absolution to the IRS, the problem continues.
One of these groups, the Albuquerque Tea Party, as of a month and a half from now, will have been waiting for 6 years for approval. They'll be waiting for approval at this point suggests that Tea Party targeting hasn't been solved.
I'm Jason Wirt.
House Republican leaders and the White House have a tentative 2-year deal on a budget. The agreement will also raise the debt limit. The deal is said to increase spending by $80 billion. A vote could come as soon as Wednesday. This is USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is caught in an Amtrak quiet car traveling from D.C. to New York with his mouth open. Here's Alice Stockton-Rossini.
So Chris Christie's on the phone.
Yeah, we know. We know.
And getting loud with his security guard about a seat mix-up.
Now listen.
He didn't realize he was on the quiet car. After a few minutes, he was asked to knock it off or go to another car. He got up, walked out while yelling at his security guard, according to at least one eyewitness. And what would a Christie story be without mentioning he was drinking a strawberry smoothie? To be fair, another eyewitness tweeted, the governor was super courteous and maybe the least intrusive in public phone person ever. Still, another couldn't resist tweeting, if only there was a hashtag lap band for obnoxious.
Life is a strange ride.
Alice Stockton, Rossini, New Jersey.
If you happen to have $40 million burning a hole in your pocket, there's a mansion in the Upper Peninsula calling your name. The owners of the world's largest log cabin, located a few miles north of Marquette, Michigan, have listed the 23-bedroom, 13-bathroom home for sale. Called Grenot Loma, it's on the shore of Lake Superior on about 5,000 acres and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Owner Tom Baldwin bought the property 25 years ago and is working to restore the 92-year-old estate. For more special interest stories, news, and headlines, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyde Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Tech Today on HuntChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing their wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that customers and consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments could include news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. Message me there. Good morning at HuntandChamberRadio.com is my email address in the studio. 908-237-0410 is the phone number here. And if you need to get in touch with me outside of the studio, BluePantherBIZ.com. Well, the movie Steve Jobs is out, and I'm wondering if anybody has gone out to see it. He's an intriguing individual, certainly somebody who's revolutionized the world of technology. And hopefully I'm scratching the surface anywhere near what Steve Jobs has done in his lifetime, but trying to get information out to you that will help you be better informed and feel more comfortable with technology. Article here about Apple and Apple Watch bands. Bet you didn't know this, but Forbes reports on the 25th that, and it's Brad Moon is the contributor, he says, how to change an Apple Watch band. After the initial excitement of buying an Apple Watch, you may decide the band to ship which isn't looking for you. Or maybe you just want to switch things up and now and then. With an increasing number of third-party Apple Watch bands now available, not to mention the replacement bands offered by Apple, swapping out Apple Watch bands is becoming more popular. Unfortunately, you can't just pick up one standard replacement watch straps you can find in virtually any department store. This is Apple, after all. But the good news is changing an Apple Watch band is easy to do, and there are no tools required. In fact, it may be easier than swapping out the strap on a standard wristwatch. So what you need to do is protect the Apple Watch display. You'll be putting a little pressure on the back of the Apple Watch, so make sure you protect the display. Put the watch face down on a clean microfiber cloth. Power it off first so you're not accidentally triggering anything. Next, on the back of the watch, you'll see two elongated oval buttons, one opposite each half of the current Apple band. One at a time, push at a button, then slide the corresponding band to the left or right. It doesn't matter which direction to remove it. If you can't slide the band, try pushing the release button again and make certain you are holding it down. In the author's experience, he says Apple's fluoroelastomer sport bands are a little sticky because the soft material grabs the metal finish of the watch, but they will move, albeit with a little more pressure than a metal or leather band. All right, so there you go. There's two buttons on the back, and they're warning you that A, protect the watch face, and B, you're going to need a little pressure. So if you want to sport the latest technology of your band, you now know how to do it. Very interesting. All right, moving on from there, we have New Jersey. It is the first town, New Jersey town, first in the U.S. to use Uber to curb drunken driving. So if, say, can't beat them, join them routine here, somebody has found a way to make Uber effective instead of rallying against them. Reuters' Katie Riley on October 23rd says that a New Jersey town on track for a record-breaking number of drunken driving cases has become the first U.S. municipality to partner with ride service app Uber to keep inebriated residents from getting behind the wheel. To keep the roads safe in Evesham Township, a town of 45,000 people in southern New Jersey, anyone drinking in all at least 19 alcohol-served establishments can now get a free ride home from Uber in a program funded by donors and started last week. Donations from area nonprofits and businesses are also funding a second free ride option that started on Friday. The mobile app BeMyDD, through which people can hire a driver to get both them and their car home. We're dealing with people who might have had too much to drink, so we needed to make it so easy for them to open their iPhone and push a button, Evesham Mayor Randy Brown said. Evesham had been on track to reach 250 DUI arrests in 2015, a record for the town. The effort extends a pilot program tested during September when town shuttles provided free rides to more than 350 people. The shuttles helped decrease DUI arrests to 8 in September from a monthly average of 23 from January to August, a drop of 65%. Free rides are available from the designated bars and restaurants from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. every night of the week. The partnership with both apps runs through January 2nd. Quote, we began working with Mayor Brown through our national partner, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and realized it was the perfect opportunity to use our technology to help take drunk drivers off the road, said Anna Mahoney, general manager of Uber New Jersey. Uber is testing the pilot locally and is considering working with other towns to create a similar partnership, a spokesman for the company said. Alexa Milkovich, vice president of marketing for BeMyDD, said the company recruited drivers quickly to make sure the area would have enough to meet demand. Not bad. They got the funding. You got a company that's willing to do it. And the municipality sees the role and sees the benefit of it. Everything's coagulating together, and everybody will be in good shape. Good stuff. Wow. Well, maybe we'll get more folks there, but down in South Jersey, they're the first ones. Move on to a little news about Google. Jillian Donfro of Business Insider reports that Google ad boss, quote, ad blockers are a blunt instrument and we need to be worried. So the Google's ad boss, Sridhar Ramaswamy, thinks the ad industry needs to hurry up and do something about bad ads and ad blockers. Ad blocking software, which nixes display advertising from websites, became a hot topic after an Apple operating system update allowed ad blocking on iPhones and iPads for the first time. Although Ramaswamy made it clear the mobile advertising is still doing incredibly well for Google and everybody else, while on stage at the Wall Street Journal's WSJD Live conference, he does see the growing popularity of the software as a cause for concern. He says clearly, ad blockers affect big companies, but the diversity of opinion that we get from the different blogs from the small newspapers is that all suffer when someone installs an ad blocker, he said. In my opinion, it's a very blunt instrument, and what's why we need to be worried. People install ad blockers after they've had a poor experience, where a mobile web page is covered with an ad, or they're unable to find the X in the corner, Ramaswamy says. Bad ads threaten to bring chaos to the whole industry. Quote, there needs to be a more of a sustainable ad standard that we voluntarily define, and things in the standard should not get blocked, he said. I think this is essential to us for survival. He said that Google has been in touch with the Internet Advertising Bureau, browser companies, and other industry executives. Meanwhile, AdBlock Plus has been working on getting together a board of people in the ad industry to create a criteria in which ads should be labeled as acceptable. Acceptable ads would not get blocked. Ramaswamy said they're looking to declare the standards quickly, hopefully within months. On Google's third quarter earnings call later this same week, Google CEO Sundar Pichai echoed the same sentiment when asked about ad blocking. He also said that the key was making sure that the ad experience improves. It's clear that there are areas where the ad experience is getting in the way. It affects performance. And so as an ad industry, keep to collectively do all that better, he said. And so we are going to work hard to do that. So here's the downfall as I see it with this. And this is very important. You need to understand it. You are running on the Internet. The Internet is essentially, the service is not free. You're paying for the ISP. But the Internet and all the information that you glean from it is quote-unquote free. But it really isn't, right? Somebody is paying the bills for all of that Internet traffic. Somebody's paying the bills for those web pages that you want to get information about. Well, either it's a service that you pay for, or it's a service that an ad company pays for. Very few people are interested in creating free unless they're interested in making a name for themselves that'll eventually land them some other opportunity. Everything in our society has a motivation with an end game. Please understand that. So here we are. We're browsing along, using some of the services that we enjoy. regularly go out and get these articles from NJ.com and all the other places that I go, CNN. And the price for that is ads. Now, some of those ads are simply off to the side. Some of them are more intrusive, where they pop up and they lock your screen until you click the X and can find the close. Some of them actually wipe out the screen completely, and you have to wait a certain number of seconds. You'll see them on YouTube and stuff like that. So now we're installing software to destroy this, to stop these things from happening. And the people who have paid for those ads are now not going to be happy because their ads that they paid for that allows you to get that free content are not being seen. Therefore, the ad companies are going to look for a discount or they're going to leave altogether. If they leave altogether, the free content that you are enjoying is going to go away or it's going to be sold to you personally. And either you're going to have to make a choice that you want it, or you're going to have to make a choice that you're going to go and look for it somewhere else, maybe free. So if we continue to go down this spiral, we could be in trouble. Now, what the article is talking about is that perhaps we all can come to an agreement as to ads that we are willing to accept, or ad user interfaces that we can accept, and ad user interfaces that we can't accept. And they're going to have to agree on that standard. The problem is that the user interfaces that come up are being innovative because the ad companies have realized that they're not necessarily getting their message out as strongly as they would like. So by putting up a new way of seeing it that disrupts your reading pleasure is what's frustrating you. And that's the reason you have the motivation to buy that ad blocker. So we need to have this fixed quickly, as the Google ad guy says, because if we continue to disrupt the industry cycle by bringing in more ad blockers, we eventually will be killing the content that we depend upon for the internet for the last two decades. All right, we're going to take a break now. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a few minutes, right after our ads.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website,
at huntertonchamber.org.
Started off this show with a talk about Apple. More about Apple here. Pretty neat thing. We continue to find the evolution and the really cool innovations that come out with Apple and how they use their phone and other devices in new and innovative ways. And here is an article from finance.yahoo.com which says that the Apple's 3D touch displays on the iPhone 6S or 6S Plus can be used to weigh objects. Now, it's already freaking me out trying to think of how much we're talking about. Certainly you don't want to weigh a suitcase on this thing. But let's see what it's got to say. Apple's 3D Touch on the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus opens up a new number of nifty sight use cases, including the ability to peek at emails without opening them, draw dynamic pictures with your finger, and weigh plums. The last one is made possible thanks to a developer who lives in Paris. In a playfully written blog post, Simon Gladman talks about his newest app, which is called the Plum-O-Meter. As its name implies, the app leverages the 3D touch technology in his iPhone 6S to act as a scale of sorts that tells the user which of the objects placed on the smartphone screen is heavier. I don't know how much value that is, but Gladman's video example shows three plums lined up and placed two at a time onto the screen of his iPhone 6S. The Plum-O-Meter app displays the normalized force of each object on the screen as a percentage and uses a yellow highlight to indicate which object is the heaviest. The app is open source and can be sideloaded onto an iPhone 6S or 6S Plus without any jailbreaking. Technically, the iPhone's multi-touch display can simultaneously sense up to five objects at a time. Quote, I did originally build this app for grapes, but there's too light to activate the 3D touch, Gladman writes in his blog post. Whatever you may decide to weigh on an iPhone 6S or 6S Plus screen, it may be a good idea to properly clean the screen beforehand or remember to clean those objects afterwards. And then as we already learned, it's not that sensitive, right? The grapes are too light, and we certainly don't want to hit a maximum density so that we're going to crack our phone. So I don't know how much of value it is, but at least it's a breakthrough. It's a test. It's a way of, again, disrupting the industry to come up with new ideas, and then somebody else will build upon it. So it sounds trite at the moment, but for quite honestly, it's just the beginning. Well, they have that app. How about these other five apps that you might want to download this week? AJ Dillinger reports on FinanceYahoo.com that app stores are crowded places these days, and here are some five apps that you might want to look at. One is Pixty. They say a picture is worth a thousand words, and as cameras have improved, along with data speed and mobile network coverage, pictures truly have become a means of conversation with people. We've all had that moment in the middle of a text conversation when we've stopped typing and said, let me just show you. Pixty is a messenger built around photos first. The app allows you to create photo streams with groups of people that you pick. It can be as few as one or as many as 200. Everyone in the group can share what they're up to by snapping a picture and sending it into the stream. The process takes just three taps. Others in the group can comment or send a picture back. To save data, the photo-heavy app displays a compressed version of the photo until you're connected to Wi-Fi, then you can access the full resolution image. Squad, oh, by the way, Pixty is available on iTunes and Google Play. Squad billed as Tinder for groups, through you probably should withhold whatever dirty thoughts the concept inspires in your mind. Add your friends to your squad so you can keep track of who's going out with you, what they're doing, and when. Then browse through other squads and see what like-minded people are up to in your area. Meet up with ones you like and maybe make your own night even better. It's only available on iTunes. Selfie X. Taking a great selfie is an art, and one that requires a full resolution. While front-facing cameras are getting increasingly better, you still aren't up to snuff with the high-resolution lenses on the back of the devices. Selfie X is an equalizer, helping you get perfect selfies while using the better camera. The app provides you with directions on where to point the camera so you're assured to get the best side in every photo you take. All right, so somehow it's telling you how to do that. That's only on iTunes right now. Weather If. You know what the weather is like right now. You can look out your window and figure it out pretty quickly, but your plans for tomorrow could wind up ruined if you're greeted by an unexpected hurdle from Mother Nature. If there are any changes in weather on their way overnight, Weather If will notify you of what to expect so you don't step out into a rainstorm without an umbrella. If you truly need to know what the weather is like right now, the app widget has you covered. That's only on iTunes as well. And last is Spark. We're all looking for a little inspiration. As it turns out, you might be able to find it in an app. Spark exists to jumpstart your brain to get you thinking in creative ways. The app provides prompts and ideas to keep your mind churning and thinking about things in new ways. You can share your favorite cards via Twitter and get feedback and ideas from your connections, making an impromptu brainstorming session. Again, only available on iTunes. Pretty cool. You continue to see the innovation as the phone continues to become part of our normal everyday life, if not more. All right, we move on to Owlet. This one sounds, you know, we've heard about SIDS, right, for the kids, worrying about them. Well, this app is, this contraption might help out with that. It's posted on TechCrunch.com, and it says, Owlet, the smart baby sock, is already saving lives. Posted yesterday by John Biggs. It says that Owlet is a hardware battlefield darling, announced that they are going out of beta this week with a available to new parents who want to make sure their wee ones are breathing at night. The announcement comes in conjunction with actual testimonials from parents who feel the Owlet saved their babies' lives, wrote founder Jordan Monroe. Andrew, Pia, and Easton, these are the names of the babies who are unable to breathe in the middle of the night, and their parents were alerted by the Owlet monitor in time to intervene. Two of the children were turning blue when their parents picked them up and stimulated them to start breathing again. This is our announcement to the world today. Owlet has strong initial evidence that it really can alert parents if, for some reason, their baby is unable to breathe. We are also happy to announce that we are now taking Owlet out of private beta and making it available to the public. Monroe is careful to point out that Owlet does not prevent SIDS, but instead lets parents know when the child is suffocating. Being a parent, I know the strange anxiety of creeping up to a quiet bedroom without knowing what exactly is going on. Owlet, at the very least, can confirm to a new daddy or mommy that baby is still breathing. This desire to check is strong, unnerving, compunction, and one that is assuaged by a simple booty. The booty costs $249 and is available for order now. While the cynic in me says maybe it's better to clap eyes on the wee one while they are sleeping instead of depending on an electronic booty, peace of mind is often worth more than money, and technology might let mom and dad have a good sleep at night. Very cool. So we have an opportunity there to at least intervene at some point, because
You just don't get a chance if something bad has happened and you had no idea. We're at another breaking point. We're going to take a break, do the news, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today right after that news on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The lawyer of the woman accused of driving through a large crowd at Oklahoma State's homecoming parade says she has a history of mental illness. Tony Coleman said Adacia Chambers spent time in an Oklahoma mental hospital.
When Dad visited her, she was foaming at the mouth.
He went on to say that his client doesn't seem to understand what she did wrong and is showing no emotion.
She seems to lack in her ability to understand what we're doing right now.
Saturday's crash killed four people and left nearly 50 injured. China is angry that the U.S. plans to sail at a Navy warship close to one of China's artificial islands in the South China Sea. The Chinese embassy in Washington says the freedom of navigation shouldn't be used as, quote, an excuse to flex muscle and undermine other countries' sovereignty and security. The U.S. is sending the USS Lassen to the area, and the ship will likely be accompanied by surveillance planes. The Mississippi flag is no longer flying over the University of Mississippi. Student and faculty groups at Ole Miss had called for the flag's removal because they say it's a symbol of slavery and segregation. You're listening to USA Headline News.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Discussions between the U.S. and Russia could lead to a new round of talks aimed at ending the crisis in Syria. USA Headline News' John Clemens has more.
Neither Moscow nor Washington has announced when or where those discussions will be held in an effort to bring the five-year-long crisis to an end. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke earlier on Monday to his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov about plans for the broader discussions. State Department spokesman John Kirby said there is a sense that progress has been made.
It's important to continue this dialogue, these discussions, toward trying to arrive at the modalities of a political transition. The secretary believes that the momentum is moving in the right direction, and that's why it's important, in his view, to continue to meet with partners in the effort.
Since the conflict began in 2011, an estimated 220,000 people have died, with tens of thousands of refugees fleeing the country. I'm John Clemens.
Here and online at USAHeadlineNews.com, this is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
NASA is set to fly a spacecraft through a plume of what is believed to be an alien ocean today. The Cassini spacecraft will fly within 30 miles of Saturn's moon Enceladus and through a plume that scientists say could come from an underground ocean. Flying through the liquid will allow the spacecraft to determine if the underground ocean could potentially harbor life. Launched in 1997, Cassini has been orbiting Saturn since 2004 and conducted a similar mission once before from 50 miles above the surface. Pumpkins are everywhere this time of year. Lindsay Malone with the Cleveland Clinic says they're often bought to carve, but it's worth picking one up to eat as well.
It's low in fat, high in fiber, and really rich in nutrients. So what that means is for the small amount of calories that you're consuming, you're getting an abundance of really good vitamins and minerals.
Pumpkins are loaded with superpower pigments called carotenoids. These compounds have been shown to help improve health, including decreasing the overall risk for breast cancer. They also benefit vision and immune system function. Lindsay Malone says no matter how you slice it, pumpkins pack a healthy punch, especially if you indulge in the meat and the seeds.
The meat of the pumpkin is going to give you more of the fiber, more of those carotenoids, whereas the seeds will give you some fiber, some protein, and some healthy fats. So you can get health benefits from eating either.
Thank you, Lindsay, and please pass the pumpkin pie. More special interest stories, news, and headlines are online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Now, I talk with Michelle Heide on the Good Morning Hunting Show a lot, and one of the things that we talk about is some of the large tech companies and how they hold the line between good and evil. They get so large that they have such influence in our lives, and hopefully they have the philosophical balance and the ethics to maintain. And we hear about Google all the time getting people concerned, countries in fact concerned. But here's a great article about Google and one of the things that they do. It's on CNNmoney.com, and it says that Google grants a 97-year-old's wish, written by Heather Kelly. And it starts out with her name is Olive Hurrell. She's 97, and she does not look impressed because she was holding up a Project Cardboard viewer, a do-it-yourself virtual reality headset, and resembled an old viewfinder. She says, quote, "This is old-fashioned stuff, way before your time." She puts on those headphones, holds the viewer up to her eyes, and her jaw immediately drops. Spinning around in her wheelchair, Olive excitedly shouts and points at things only she can see. When the virtual reality tour is done, Olive is momentarily speechless. She says, quote, "There's no way I can understand that." She says, finally, "The horse, I was sure I could touch that horse." Google employees were succeeded in blowing Olive's mind sixth time today. Olive is on a special VIP tour of Google's Mountain View campus organized by Wish of a Lifetime, which is a nonprofit that grants senior citizens wishes. And Google co-founder Sergey Brin is one of the group's biggest individual donors. It took her 3 years to decide, but Olive finally settled on her wish. She wanted to see the future. What a better place to go than to see it in Google, right? Olive grew up on a farm in rural Montana. She had no electricity, didn't know what a radio was, and got around by horse and buggy. She moved to California at the age of 8, lived through the Great Depression, and was witnessed an incredible amount of technological change in her lifetime. You know, I often marvel at that. If you have an elder person, an elder relative in your home, to ask them what they have seen over their lifetime and realize that you understand that, but understand how fast that changed, and now from your lifetime in that same span of your elder relative, it's going to probably go 3 to 6 times faster, is mind-blowing. She still remembers the first computer she saw. It used punch cards and was about 3 foot by 3. Now she's at Google, one of the largest and most innovative technological companies in the world, talking to top engineers about the cloud. She wants to know what it is and why it's so up there. Earlier in the day, Olive took a ride in one of Google's self-driving cars. She liked it, but was more impressed by her visit to the Google Doodle department, where she helped color her own custom doodle with a stylus on a touchscreen computer. A tour of the campus wound past the volleyball court, a mobile pizza oven, racks of colorful Google bikes, and the Chromatober Fest fall party. Some Greglers, older Google employees, joined her for a sit-down lunch at one of 22 on-campus kitchens that lead Google's 20,000 that feed Google's 20,000 local employees. Everything reminded Olive of a college. You don't have to grow up, she said. Olive was once an avid traveler who took kayaking expeditions and went mountain climbing in Nepal. Olive was blown away by Google Translate. She tested out the Liftware spoon, designed to help people with tremors feed themselves. Then Olive watched in disbelief as Google Photos face detection figured out a baby in a photo was the same person as the 13-year-old girl. Push a button and you have history right in front of you, she said. This is very mind-boggling for me. For the Google employees and others who deal with this technology every day, it was an opportunity to see modern technology through the fresh eyes, a reminder of how amazing it all really is. For Olive, the highlight of the day wasn't futuristic technology, but thanking everyone for an act of kindness. Wish of a Lifetime founder Jeremy Bloom doesn't drop in on every wish. The organization grants about one wish a day. Granted wishes have included reuniting three sisters or their hundreds and taking a all in their hundreds or taking a Mississippi woman to see the ocean for the first time in her life. But Bloom couldn't pass up a trip to Google to meet Olive, a former two-time Olympic skier and NFL player who now runs a tech company in Arizona. Bloom founded Wish of a Lifetime years ago, inspired by his own grandparents. Quote, "You've such a gentle soul. It's just been lovely to meet you," an emotional Olive told Bloom, holding his hand. "Most of the time we aren't seen, as you know." She thanked him for the day, a wish 3 years in the making that did not disappoint. "Certainly in my wildest dreams, I couldn't conceive of what I just saw today." Lots to digest there. One is to take stock in where we are and what we've experienced, right? Number two is to glean from our elders in our family, their history, their experiences, so you truly understand them and gain their legacy. And three is to somehow help them, engage them in the world that they live in today. And that's what Tish and my man Eli do on Fridays at 11 on Boomer's World. And so check that out as well. We move on to another product that same Google has created, Engadget. Reports John Fingus is the author on Sunday. Chrome Canary shows how secure your web browsing really is. If you think that your browser's little padlock icon isn't enough to verify a website security, but don't want to install a full-fledged app, you now have a better solution. Google has released a new Chrome Canary build that includes a security panel and omits the usual developer options. Open it, and you'll not only learn about the encryption for the host page, but the encryption for all the other connected sites too. This is ostensibly meant to help developers safeguard their sites, but it'll also let you double-check for hidden security flaws on any site where you suspect that something's amiss. It's take a while longer before it pops up in more refined versions of Chrome, so give Canary a shot if you want to verify a page before you trust it with your data. So essentially, you get on it, but they're saying that you'd like to check it before you log in or register. That's the crux behind it. And they'll let you know whether you have some security flaws or things you need to worry about. Now, a lot of it is not underhanded. A lot of it is just bad development or some issues that are going on in the development of that website. Sometimes things change underneath. But yes, there are, in fact, some rogue development sites out there, and you need to know about them as well. We're going to take another break, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today right after these messages. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Huntingdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Huntingdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntingdonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Tech Today. One of the things I see, it's so funny. The world of the iPhone, everybody loves them, a lot of people love them. And yet, one of the things, one of their downfalls, their real issue is battery life. People constantly worrying about how they're going to get the battery juiced up to make it through the rest of the day. And it's obviously a problem. It doesn't sound like a life and death problem, but it's a problem nonetheless. And CNN Money reports that 1 week battery life on an iPhone is possible. And we'll have the article here from CNN Money. It says, a green energy company claims to have built a battery that fits inside an iPhone 6 and gives the phone a week's worth of power. British hydrogen fuel cell maker, wow, Intelligent Energy says it's not a theoretical, far-off dream. It has a working prototype for an iPhone 6 that doesn't need to be charged for 7 days. The company replaced the battery Apple built in the iPhone 6 with an Intelligent Energy fuel cell of the same size. The only modifications needed were the addition of vents that allowed water vapor to escape. The battery, first reported on by The Telegraph, could solve one of the biggest pain points for smartphone customers, anxiety over the incessant need to charge up. The constant fear that your phone battery is about to die even has a name. It's called nomophobia. So Intelligent Energy is rumored to be in discussions with Apple about a possible future partnership. In the interview with Bloomberg, Intelligent Energy Finance Director Mark Lawson Stratum declined to discuss any timeline for mass production or possible partners. But he acknowledged that the company is getting closer to being able to release the product to the public. Intelligent Energy already makes prototype hydrogen fuel cells for customers, including the upline of chargers that store enough battery power for 5 full smartphone chargers. They are sold in Apple stores in the United Kingdom. It also makes hydrogen fuel cell technology that it hopes to build for future cars. In March, the company bought the fuel cell assets of a company called Societe BIC, or BIC, including its high-volume manufacturing and production capabilities. Intelligent Energy said that the purchase has brought the company even closer to developing production-ready embedded fuel cells for partner-specific next-generation consumer electronic products. The company says the smartphone battery won't be any heavier or larger than what already exists in the iPhones. Safety has long been a concern with hydrogen fuel cells. Hydrogen is extremely explosive, remember? Quote, it's a matter of where we draw our outlines of personal risk, Lawson Stratton told Bloomberg. He noted that we all drive cars with explosive gasoline stored in them. It's a different fuel with a different set of risks. Don't expect the intelligent energy battery in the iPhone 6S, though Apple's much-anticipated new iPhone could likely use it. The iPhone 6S is widely rumored to have a smaller battery than last year's iPhone 6.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care,